Hello, this is Pastor Dan Haugen of Prince of Peace Lutheran Church in Portland, Oregon, and this is your Daily Dose. Our word for today is apostle. The proper definition of an apostle is one that is sent. In this way, we all qualify, because we, in our own ways, have been called to spread the good news of salvation. Each of us has been sent with a message. And with this great responsibility, the apostle is always accountable to the sender. As Christians, everything we do reflects on God, and we will be forever held accountable for our actions in His name. There is no excuse, because by agreeing to represent God, we carry the authority of God. Jesus took this responsibility very seriously, even to death. We should be willing to do the same. Jesus Himself was an apostle of His Father. In Hebrews 3:1, we find proof of this when it says, "Therefore, holy brothers, you who share in a heavenly calling, consider Jesus, the apostle and high priest of our confession." By His perfect example, He showed us all how to glorify the Father in our actions as His apostles. From John 17:1-5, when Jesus had spoken these words, He lifted up His eyes to heaven and said, "Father, the hour has come. Glorify Your Son, that the Son may glorify You, since You have given Him authority over all flesh, to give eternal life to all whom You have given Him. And this is eternal life, that they know You, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom You have sent. I glorified You on earth, having accomplished the work that You gave me to do. And now, Father, glorify Me in Your own presence with the glory that I had with You before the world existed." When we think of the apostles, we certainly think of Peter, James, John, and the rest of Christ's disciples. These were men that Jesus personally selected to carry on the work He had started. He gave each of them special responsibilities and taught them according to His Father's instruction. And He called to Him the 12 disciples, which are students, and gave them authority over unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal every disease and every affliction. Matthew 10, verse 1. We might not have authority over unclean spirits, and we might not have the power to cast out demons or heal diseases, but we have the immense responsibility as messengers of Christ to reach out with the love of God to the hurting, the lost, the sick, and the forgotten as God's children, Christ's apostles, day by day sent forth to preach of love and hope and peace. 2 Corinthians 12:12 tells us that the signs of a true apostle were performed among you with utmost patience, with signs and wonders and mighty works. Those signs might come in a Christ-like attitude and a want to serve. The wonders might be seen in our willingness to go the extra mile. Mighty works might be found in a change made possible by our efforts. We're all apostles in our own way. Our works don't have to match the mighty works of the 12. They just have to serve as God has given us ability to use them. So, go into all the world and proclaim the gospel to the whole creation. Mark 16:15. Build on the foundation of the original apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus Himself being the cornerstone. Ephesians 2:20. Be witnesses of Christ in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. Acts 1, verse 8. Christ is counting on our participation. He has instilled within you everything you need to fulfill your calling as His apostle. He has blessed you with His Holy Spirit to guide you and direct you. Take advantage of your opportunities to reach out into our lost world with the message of salvation, which serves as the highest message one can share. Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, thank You for allowing us to serve as Your messengers to the world. Forgive us when we have neglected this most high calling, and empower us through Your Holy Spirit to boldly carry Your message of salvation to the world. Amen.